Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
on today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we are going to explore the style of jazz singing known as vocalese. That is when a lyricist, usually a singer, composes words for a previously recorded jazz instrumental. Singer Eddie Jefferson is considered to be the inventor of vocalese when he began making songs out of instrumental works in the 1950s. John Hendricks, Oscar Brown Jr., the Manhattan Transfer, and many others have carried on this tradition. This program will present six examples of vocalese, first with an instrumental version, maybe the original, and then the vocalese. Let's begin with Social Call, written by altoist Gigi Grice and recorded by trumpeter Art Farmer and Grice in 1954, with Freddie Redd on piano, Addison Farmer bass, and Art Taylor on drums. John Hendricks added lyrics, so Samara Joy sang Social Call on her 2022 Linger a While release.
to pass your doorway, gave you a buzz, that's all. Lately I've thought lots about you, so I thought I'd pay a social call. Do you recall the old days? We used to have a ball. Not that I'm lonesome without you, I just thought I'd pay a social call. I'd lie and say that things are just swell, but to tell the truth, I haven't been too well. But if you should try to kiss me, promise that I won't stall. Maybe we'll get back together, starting from this incidental, elemental, simple social call. Happened to pass your doorway, gave you a buzz, that's all. Lately I've thought lots about you, so I thought I'd pay a social call. Do you recall the old days? We used to have a ball. Not that I'm lonesome without you, I just thought I'd pay a social call. I'd lie and say that things are just swell, but to tell the truth, I haven't been too well. If you should try to kiss me, promise that I won't stall. Maybe we'll get back together, starting from this incidental, elemental, simple social call.
You've got the Dr. Jazz Hour going on your radio. Organist Jimmy Smith and guitarist Wes Montgomery collaborated on Night Train on their Dynamic Duo album of 1966. Eddie Jefferson added lyrics and sang Night Train.
Thank you. Thank you. Night train, night train, bring my baby back to me. I'm as blue, I'm as blue, I'm as blue as I can be. I'm going down to the station and that's where I'll be awaiting on the night train. I've been so all alone, but now my baby's coming home on the night train. So come along with me and see how happy I will be to meet the night train. No more will I be blue because I know just what to do. I'll meet the night train. My girl is coming back and I'll be standing at the track to meet the night train. I've been in misery, but now she's coming back to me on the night train. Can't you hear that old train whistle blow? Round the bend it will be going slow. But whenever it gets to its stretch, it will chuck and it'll chuck right on into the station. Come on along with me and see how happy I will be to meet the night train. Hey, that night train is bringing my baby back to me. Goodbye, oh misery, you've got to leave. Please leave me now. My girl is coming home, oh Mr. Blue. Can't take his bow. No more shall I be sad. She'll soon be home. I shall be glad. Can't you hear that old train whistle blow? And the bandit will be going slow. But whenever it gets to its stretch, it will chuck and it'll chuck right on into the station. Come on along with me and see how happy I will be to meet the night train. Hey, that night train is bringing my baby back to me. To me. To me.
We are enjoying vocalese on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Benny Bailey was a trumpeter in the big band of Quincy Jones, who composed and recorded Meet Benny Bailey in 1958. The Manhattan Transfer included Meet Benny Bailey on their Vocalese album of 1985, lyrics by John Hendricks. Thank you.
So you'll meet Mandy Bailey. This could be your lucky day. Incidentally, he's a sort of cynical. Carries an awful lot of weight. If any less for your quarters, this will less than ring of ladder. Never mind, I'll explain it later. The fact is that he's always ready to please, and that's aroused a lot of chatter, but it really doesn't matter. Not to him. Now, Sabine's about as big to him as anybody. He's gotta be mate with Dean, or so it seems to me. But you need to see what I'm saying.
The next example of vocalese on this Dr. Jazz Hour is Home Cookin', written and recorded by pianist Horace Silver in 1957, with Art Farmer on trumpet, Hank Mobley tenor, Teddy Kotick bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross sang a vocalese version in 1961.
Thank you. gypsy hands.
Soul food, talking about soulful food.
Collard greens, hot cornbread, and fat back swimming in beans. I just found a woman, she ain't nothing for looks, but out in the kitchen she tends to business and cooks. Talking about soul food, plenty of good soulful food. Kidney stew, hot whole cake, and that's home cooked for two. Don't cook me up no fancy line, cook me a dinner.
Cook me a dinner, and if everything is tasty, I believe in letting you know. A lot of ladies think a little romance, that'll really be all you need. You eat your cookies and you take a chance.
Don't feed me whiskey, gin, and wine. Cook me dinner.
Cook and serve me something tasty to chew, and maybe I realize that all I'm really longing for is you. My, what a delicious looking pudding. Let me have a little bite. My, you really taking care of business tonight. Really got the pots on this evening. What a meal, what a meal, what a meal, what a meal. Nowadays, just an awful women never learn the art of how to burn.
Don't cook up where we'll go to dine. Cook me dinner.
Them fancy restaurants, they really are cold. They really are no soul. They can't duplicate the cooking home. The home is
soul food. Soulful food. That'll get it every doggone time. Meat, making goods ought to really be a high crime. Plenty of people living now appreciate the kind of food their fathers ate way back in the old. Good at cooking, cooking the food and cooking it good. Remember when the Sunday dinner started getting set for cooking? It was mostly cooking a Saturday night. Cooking out today, ready back and in a mostly scientific way. Please never send me to a restaurant. Ain't nothing in a restaurant for any man who's got himself a cookbook. Every time I try to eat in a restaurant, the cooking drives me away and sends me back home where cooking got sold.
One thing that really hurts a lot of women, I'm talking to you modern women, I'm talking to you new style women in your fancy clothes and phony pose. Plenty of prim, 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 prim prance around, but nothing that you're putting down make your man gain a pound. A man'll do an awful lot of looking, but he's always coming home to get his cooking. Don't get too fancy, ladies, keep something to cook in the pot. Just feed your man one good meal every day, sit him down there, then watch him working. Every bite plays a part, fills him up and feeds him, gives him a warmer kind of feeling in his heart.
You find yourself a woman, you like the way she look, she charming and she pretty, but you say it's lots of trouble to cook.
Make her cook, make her cook.
You meet up with a Debbie, she's in the social book, she's lovely and she love you, but she pay a servant double to cook.
Make her cook.
If a woman can cook, it don't matter much how she look. I just found a woman, she ain't nothing for looks, but out in the kitchen she tends to business and cooks. Talking about soul food, plenty of good soulful food.
Kidney stew, hot biscuits, and that's home cooking for two. Hot cornbread, and that's home cooking for two. Hot whole cake, and that's real down, down.
Sometimes the lyricist may change the title of the original. Bass player Sam Jones composed and recorded Unit 7 in 1962 with the big band. Karen Allison recorded an all-vocalese album in 2006 entitled Footprints. And so here's Give Me a Break, Unit 7.
Thank you. was a man that I knew. Tell me, who is this new guy? Did he give me the shake? Give me a break. He wants this, he wants that. He's a brat and he knows it. I bet all I can take, give me a break. When I think of the way he used to make my life with him so trouble-free, it's now clear to see there's no guarantee what will be. He's a fool, but I find I don't mind, 'cause I love him. But for sanity's sake, give me a break. Was a man that I knew. Tell me, who is this new guy? Did he give me the shake? Give me a break. He wants this, he wants that. He's a brat and he knows it. I've had all I can take. Give me a break. When I think of the way he used to make my life with him so trouble-free, it's now clear. There's no guarantee what will be. He's a fool, but I find I don't mind, 'cause I love him. But for sanity's sake, give me a break. Give me a break.
Our last vocalese of the day was composed by pianist John Lewis for the Modern Jazz Quartet in 1956. 2 degrees east, 3 degrees west. Vibraphone by Milt Jackson, bass by Percy Heath, and drums by Connie Kay. Kevin Mahogany sang a vocalese in 1993 titled No One Knows Just What Love Holds in Store, with Kenny Barron on piano, Ralph Moore tenor, Ray Drummond bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. Thank you.
Trick or treat, a bittersweet. No one knows just what love holds in store. Sometimes it's a panacea, but it can also be a chore. Nasty names, all fun and games. No one knows just what love holds in store. may never have a fallout, or you might have an all-out war, fire or ice, sugar or spice. No one knows just what love holds in store. It can either be delightful, or it can be a frightful bore. Fly by night, true heart's delight. No one knows just what love holds in store. No one knows just what love holds in store. No one knows just what love holds in store.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.